it's really cool to see the kind of good that I can put out in the world just from like mowing a lawn and, you know, spread that amount of positivity into the world.
You're listening to the Blacktop Banter Podcast, the premier podcast in the asphalt industry, made for contractors with contractors.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Blacktop Banter. Real special treat for you today. Spencer B. owns SB Mowing out of Kansas, and has grabbed the attention on social media and in the lawn care community for his amazing videos where he mows lawns for free, films a process, and his interactions with the people in those videos. You may or may not know it, but you've likely seen at least one of his videos on your social media feeds. Fox News did an article on him and these videos in May that helped boost the attention of this sensation, and I had the pleasure of meeting Spencer in Louisville at Equip Expo this last October, and somehow convinced him to come on BB to share his experiences and insights with the asphalt world. Thanks, Spencer, for joining us today, man.
Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here. It's been a few months since we got to talk, but for sure. Yeah, we got this scheduled up. I've been looking forward to it.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I'm one of those guys that are like, hey, here's an opportunity. Maybe there's a connection, and maybe we can make it work. So I really enjoyed it because Blacktop Banter is built off of social media, right? And you always, I don't know, it takes a lot for me to click the follow button, right? Like, it takes a lot. And it was, you're one of those people that create content where I feel like people hit the follow button after one video if they have a chance to, just because of what you do with your social media. So we'll get into it. But first, there's always these avenues and streams that people create content with. With us, it's blacktop, which seems pretty lame, to be honest with you. We drive on it. There's some heavy equipment and stuff, but that's pretty much it. But it's how this was created. And with you, it was lawn care. So how did you get into that to begin with? How did it become Spencer's Cutting Lawns first?
Yeah, I started way back in my day, at least, when I was actually 11 years old. You know, I always had a drive as a kid just to get out there and, you know, make a little bit of money and just do what I could. And there was never a good way, just like odd jobs every now and again. And my buddy and I just decided, hey, we need to start knocking on some doors and seeing if we can mow some lawns. Like, you know, we're mowing our parents' lawn as a chore. Let's go make some money doing it. Right. So we went and knocked on some neighbors' doors, and we got our very first one. And we'd push my dad's lawnmower and his dad's weed eater. We'd, you know, walk it down the street once a week and start just mowing that lawn. And we did that for a while and started growing our business. And then we eventually split off, and I kept just kind of growing the business on my own through high school, and eventually, you know, got to college, and I went to K-State, which is about 2.5 hours from where I live. So I hired a couple of guys just to kind of help me out during the week, and I drive back every weekend. Okay. just to keep up on the clients. And then after I graduated from college, I got a full-time job as a software developer. I continued running the lawn care business. I had my guys working during the week, and then I'd work on the weekends. It was crazy.
That's wild, dude, to think about.
Yeah. And then 4 or 5 months after that is when I finally started doing social media.
Dang, dude. So what about the software development side? Did you just like, hey, I'm going to put this on hold for a while, or what did you do?
Yeah, I love it. It's what I went to school for. I'm a super techie guy. I always have been. I've always, you know, built my gaming computer up the best I could, and just done a bunch of techie stuff my whole life. And so I really loved what I did, but it just, you know, owning my lawn care business basically, you know, half my life at that point, and just doing things on my own, I just had that itch to be an entrepreneur and just to do something on my own. And so, you know, I loved the company I was working for, and I loved the guy who owned it and ran it, but it just wasn't for me. So like, I just had to do something on my own. I just had that entrepreneurial itch, you know?
Dang, dude. Yeah, it's crazy, right? Like, there's guys I know. So we have guys in our industry, right, where they're like, hey, I retired early. I just couldn't take it anymore. And I've always wanted to work outside. And it's like, oh, okay. So then, like, they'll be like, you know, how can you help me get into seal coating or asphalt maintenance or line striping or whatever? And then there's guys where, like, they have a really similar story that are in our industry. One of my good friends, Jerry, is like, he was highly successful in the cell phone world, like corporate cell phone world. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I did it. And in 6 months, I was like the man. And then I realized I didn't want to do that anymore. Like I wanted to do this, and this is what like my family had done, and that's what I wanted to do. And it's like, oh, cool. So it's really neat to hear those types of stories where people, you know, they go the traditional route, and then they're like, yeah, but I had this thing that made me just want to do this. So I chased it and I did it. And I, you know, in your situation, if you wouldn't have, and then you wouldn't have created content, and then we wouldn't have seen SB mowing all over our feeds with millions and millions and millions of views. So what do you think it is? I kind of put it in the introduction, what like your viral clips are, or what you've garnered the most attention for. And I kind of feel like that's a double-edged sword, because your clips will grab attention, but only for that thing sometimes. And then I struggle with like, yeah, but I'm here too. Like there, you know, we do this, we do that, we do that. And they're like, yeah, that's cool, Marvin. Just tell the stories. Like we just want you to tell the stories, right? And it's like, oh, okay. So what do you think it is that made your videos go viral? Because we've seen a lot of people cut lawns, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. If you pay attention to the green industry, you and I could go down a list of our friends. We watch them do it for years, and then you come along and these things go viral. So what do you think it is?
Yeah, so there's, you know, a lot of other people that do the same thing that I do. There's other people that, you know, are in different aspects of lawn care, and I really wanted to be different. When I first started out, I kind of created videos on what I like to watch on YouTube. Like I would literally watch YouTube every single night for hours at a time. It was insane. And so I kind of knew what I like to watch. So I really spent a lot of time formulating my videos and just like having it in my head how I would like to watch it as a viewer. Mm. And as a viewer of completely different content, like I would watch the lawn care content, but I didn't want to be anything like that stuff. Oh. And yeah. So I just wanted kind of my own difference. And so like my first video that I did, you know, went viral on TikTok, and the second video I did went super viral on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so that's when I was like, okay, this is really cool. Let's start refining this. And so just, you know, time in front of the camera, time spent editing, I just really, and just the more videos that you upload, you start to get a feel for what people like and like yes. what people want to see. And, you know, if you watch my videos in the first, you know, first second, in the first 2 seconds, you know, something's going to catch them. Like whether that's me like knocking on some random door
yep.
or it's some homeowner saying like immediately, wow, I can't believe how crazy this looks. Like it didn't look anything like this before. You know, my videos are always starting with that hook.
Yeah, right.
And then right after that hook happens, I get into my storytelling, which I've been working on. And I just try to tell a really good story, and I try to make it entertaining, and I try to really get people just feel like they're involved in the story as well, like they're part of it.
You do a good job, man. I mean, when I watch your videos, I watch them all the way to the end, right?
And like, thank you. That's what I try to do.
Yeah, and I figured when you were explaining your formula, like that's what you were wanting to do. That's what the algorithms love. That's what the platforms love, right? So one thing I found unique about that is like everybody's hitched up on trending audio, and like, you know, it has to say this, 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 and this, and then you have to use these tags or whatever. And with your stuff, it's never that. It's the hook, right? Like, look at this lawn. I'm going to transform it. And it looks like, you know, looks like a field, looks like a prairie mm-hmm. out west, dude. And then when you have the conversation with somebody and then you go to the interaction, there's, correct me if I'm wrong, but the majority of the time, if not all the time, there's no music. It's the sped up audio I can hear in the background and your voiceover, which to me is like, I don't know if it's ASMR style or what, dude, but mm-hmm. I like to hear you tell the story of like, you know, it was really overgrown. And after I talked to the homeowner, I found out that the property next door had been vacant for so long. Somebody had passed away, and the story is there. And I watch all the way to the end because I want to know how the story ends, right? And I get to see a great finished result.
Every story is super unique and honestly, really interesting just to kind of hear, you know, someone's personal story or just hear, you know, a house that has been mowed for a couple of years. Like why the heck it's like that. But it's funny that you mentioned like the music and the tags. Right when I first got started, and I think this is what everybody does when they first get started with social media. They're all about like they get into that analysis paralysis. Like, oh, this video went viral. It's because I had these two tags. I need to put those on every single one of my videos. And to be honest, like after doing this for 2 years, like I feel like I've put my 10,000 hours in on social media now and I've become an expert on it. And so if I were to start a channel right now, brand new, I wouldn't. You know, I don't care about music anymore. I don't care about tags. You know, just for my tags right now, I copy and paste the exact same tags for every single video.
We do so too. Like same thing.
When people come and ask me, "Hey, what do I do? You know, to get past this starting phase, get past your analysis paralysis on all the little things, and focus on making good videos. If you put your time into making a really good video and to figuring out, you know, what people want to watch and getting that hook, like getting people into your video and then figuring out how to keep them there. That's what's going to get you views. That's what's going to get the algorithm to realize, hey, people are liking this guy's video. Let's shoot it out because more people want to see it.
Yeah.
And that's really how you get a viral video.
That's how you get a viral video. People.
Yeah.
The algorithm shoots it out. One byproduct of yours is, as I mentioned in the thing, a lot of times you're doing these for free, right? And people love that goodwill that you do, right? And they want to share that. So one thing I noticed about your videos is they're shared a lot. Like the people who watch them share them, right? Everyone loves to share. On social media, we see people share inspirational quotes, motivational things, inspirational stories, and just goodwill stuff. And that's what yours is. And I applaud you on that because we live in this world where people take the shortcut to get notoriety or to try to get notoriety on Instagram or TikTok or wherever. And a lot of times it's not positive things that go that route, right?
Exactly.
To get that attention. So congratulations on being able to do that. Do you have a favorite video of yours?
Oh, man. Honestly, probably some of my first ones that I did. There was this one where... this was probably like within the first 10, you know, lawns that I did for free for people.
Okay.
And I went and knocked on this lady's door and her lawn was getting crazy. It was crazy overgrown. And I'm like, hey, you know, what's going on? I'd love to help you out. And she basically just told me, I rent this house and the landlord doesn't let me use the detached garage to store my lawn equipment. So I've had a lawnmower stolen twice out of my backyard.
Dang.
And I've been trying to keep up on it, but I'm disabled. I'm like, oh, she's disabled. And like, as she said that, I just kind of look at her, look at her legs, look at her arms, like just to see why she's disabled. And she's literally missing a foot. She had a foot amputated and she's trying to mow her lawn every week and trying to keep up with it. And she's getting her lawnmower stolen. And so that one actually is one of my favorites because I got hers taken care of for free, and then we got her on my route at like a pretty discounted rate so that she could afford it.
Yeah.
And we've been taking care of her since for like 2 years now.
Yeah, that bared good fruit in the soul, and you know, you're able to get her on your route too. So that's good, man. That's the type of stuff that we like to hear, is that type of stuff. What do you think? So that, you know, that kind of leads me to, you know, one of the final questions here that we have is, what do you think is the best byproduct of the content that you create, you know, or that you have created? What's been the best byproduct? Because I'm going to be honest with you. I seen you rapping in the bed of a pickup truck at Equip Expo. That was pretty badass. You were on my friend.
Cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. I also seen you on my friend Paul Jameson's podcast, right? Which was awesome. We got to hang out at Equip Expo, which is absolutely awesome. You got a lot of good byproducts coming from this, man. And what do you think is the best one?
I'm incredibly proud of the Blacktop Banner Edition seal coating unit produced in partnership with KM International and available in both 550 and 700 gallon versions. Custom built on the same frame as their bulletproof hot boxes, I work closely with KM to design what I believe is the best seal coating unit on the market, a unit designed by a contractor for contractors. Learn more about the unit and to see a walkthrough of the entire unit by visiting kminternational.com.
If you're serious about efficiency and performance, listen up. The Craftco SuperShot 125 is not just a melter, it's a strategic pavement maintenance advantage. Quick startups, fume-free, automatic agitator shutoff, a splash-proof lid, and pumping on demand, these features are essential for any serious asphalt maintenance contractor. So don't settle for mediocrity. Elevate your game with the Craftco SuperShot line of melters by visiting craftco.com today.
In my opinion, Dynapac CC900G Roller is the best roller on the market for driveway and small parking lot paving contractors. The seismic technology in these rollers is unbeatable for the smoothness and compaction they provide, and I choose the Dynapac CC900G over the little yellow roller that you're used to seeing every single time. But don't just take my word for it. Check them out in person at Pavex and World of Asphalt, or visit Dynapac.com to find a dealer near you.
Hey, Blacktop Banner fans, this is Michael with Aquafault. Say goodbye to potholes and roadway damage without the need for large crews, heavy equipment, or toxic chemicals. Aquafault is the only permanent repair material for asphalt and concrete that uses water. And installation is simple. Just pour, add water, and tamp. It's that easy. An Aquafault repair can be open to traffic immediately and fully sealed within 24 hours. Plus, the product is backed by a 3-year warranty and made in the USA. Visit aquafault.com. That's AQUAPHALT.com to learn more.
In the past year, Jobber has been our CRM of choice at Wiscote, and it's made our world exponentially better efficiency-wise. The request to quote and quote to invoice process is seamless and professional. The scheduling aspect keeps us on point and the team leaders moving throughout the day from project to project, while the timesheet feature tracks the team members' hours. For our small seal coating company, it has helped build the solid foundation we can scale from. Jobber is now a sponsor of Blacktop Banter and helps bring this show to you. With this partnership, Jobber is offering an exclusive savings to BB listeners of 20% off for 6 months. To take advantage of this, find the Jobber link in the show description and get to improving your process today.
Hi, contractors. It's Kyla from Wiscote. We use Stencil Plus for all of our pavement marking stencils. Alphabet letters, numbers, directional arrows, handicap markings, you name it. We use it and we get it all from Stencil Plus. Right now, for a limited time, you can save 10% on your stencil order by using code BB10 during checkout at stencilplus.com or by calling 877-372-6055.
Contractors, you need to make it easy for potential customers to reach you. Get a custom phone number from the 800 Pavement Network and plaster it on the side of your trucks and rigs, and I guarantee you'll see increases in leads and jobs booked. Get yours by calling 1-800-728-3636.
Yeah, so there's like different like avenues I could go on, down on this. So overall, it's really cool to see the kind of good that I can put out in the world just from, like, you know, mowing a lawn that, you know, nobody's out here watching me mow a lawn. These people driving by probably think I'm crazy with this tripod out there. Yeah. Like, what's this guy doing? And so it's really cool that, you know, me just as this dude in Wichita, Kansas can go out and, you know, spread that amount of positivity into the world, just, you know, mowing a lawn. Yeah. So overall, that's, you know, so freaking cool to be able to do. And I'm really blessed to be able to do that. Like, 2 years ago, I never thought I'd be doing this ever. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. But, personally, like something like really cool that happened was, a lot of the Kansas City Chiefs players are fans of my work.
Okay.
And Harrison Butker, the kicker on the Chiefs.
Get out.
This was like a month ago. He invited us to the Eagles game and he sent us tickets and stuff.
Dang.
And he was going to give us a grant, And we gave that to, I'm part of a barbershop chorus or a nonprofit chorus here in Wichita. And so I gave that to them. So they got a $10,000 grant, and he brought us and he gave us club level seats. Damn, we got to go down and meet a bunch of the players afterwards, and it was cool. And like I've been a Chiefs fan my entire life. So and they gave me a custom SB mowing jersey.
Oh dang!
And he signed it and everything, and I've got it framed up on my wall downstairs. That's what I was gonna
say, dude, you better frame that bad boy up and hang it up on the wall.
It's all framed.
Crazy, dude! What a crazy, crazy story. I always ask for one piece of advice. Excuse me, when we get near the end, and you already kind of hit it a little bit. Most of the time, whatever someone's on the podcast or whatever they're coming on for, we ask for a piece of advice, and most of the time it's in like the area that they've been an expert in. And for you, we think about mowing, right? But we also, in our world, think, at least in my direct vicinity, you're probably the most successful content creator that I know, personally, that's in a trade or in a service. So what is it, what can people do to make their content pop and be as successful as it can be, or at least get them trending in the right direction of having successful content?
Yeah, I think the first step is just learning, like spending a lot of time with learning and like watching others and just kind of analyzing, you know, what are, you know, these 20 other creators doing that I watch, what are they doing to be successful? And just kind of analyzing that and trying to apply it, like creating your own different style. Like if you do something the same as somebody else, like the exact same, they're going to watch the other person. It's like, it's like buying like Oreos versus like buying great value brand Oreos. You know, like,
yeah.
Like people like the Oreos a lot more.
Yeah. So, dude, every time there's something completely different about those ones. Like I want the Oreos only, or I don't want them. Right.
Yeah. So definitely spend time learning and creating your own unique style. And then also when you're creating content, don't do it quick. Like, take your time. I've told this to a lot of different people before, but the videos that go super viral for me, I probably spent like the ones that I can think of right now, I'm spending 30 to 40 hours on that video with, you know, shooting, editing, like figuring out thumbnail, like every little thing, like voiceovers, everything. And you know, the ones that don't do very well for me, I'll go out and knock out real quick and run home and edit it real quick and spend, you know, 8 to 10 hours. Cause I'm like, oh, I don't feel like doing a really hard job today. I don't feel like being out 10 hours today and 10 hours tomorrow filming content. Yeah. And so I'll go do one that takes me 4 or 5 hours. And then, you know, it doesn't do well. And I think YouTube's algorithm is smart enough to know, like, the harder you work on a video and the more well put together a video is, it's going to realize it. Or any algorithm, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, it's going to realize it and it's going to put it out more. Like these algorithms are next level. Like I've heard of people or women that start getting ads because of what their phone hears from them. And they start getting ads for like baby items and they don't even know that they're pregnant, but the algorithm does.
Dang, get out, dude. That's scary stuff. That's way too scary. But it's going to happen. AI is going to know. Like they're going to start to know here what's coming on with it. But that's great advice, dude. I mean, that's you can get caught into the idea that something is better than nothing, right? Mm-hmm. But sometimes something is deflating compared to if it was done really, really well, right? I mean, we see that a lot. There's been a lot of guys. Thankfully, I was kind of part of the green industry social media community, but not actually ever super invested and involved. But for a long time there were like hundreds of young men coming there creating content, and like it didn't really go anywhere or do anything. And you could just see the deflation, right? And it's like, you don't have to create content. You can just be part of the community. Like, you don't have to make successful content to be part of the community and feel like
you belong. No, you don't.
And, like, that's kind of where that started to change, and now we go and we meet people and hang out and get to see them all, which I love running into anybody who comes up and is like, Marvin, hey man, it's good. It's great to see you. Yeah, I watch your stuff, do whatever. And I love that stuff because to me, we're skipping the icebreaker part and we're getting into where they know Eli, they've seen him around. And then a lot of times if they've connected in any regard, I can have a connection to them and can connect to them. So I think that's great advice too, is like, dude, take your time with it. You don't got to be in a hurry just to have something out there, to have something out there. And you, and taking a unique perspective like you did made all the difference, right? Otherwise you would have just created more lawn care content that didn't, you wouldn't have had a Bucker jersey on your wall. I can tell you that much.
Nope.
If you were just showing stripes, right? So that makes a big difference. Spencer, where can we find you online and social media and that type of stuff?
Any social media platform, just look up SB Mowing, or I've got a second channel called SB Pressure Washing where I go clean dirty driveways for free for people. So
yeah,
same concept, different trade.
I like it. And any upcoming events or anything? Are we going to round about back into Equip next year, or do you have anything coming up over the winter months?
Nothing over the winter. I do have one thing before Equip next year. I think it's in September next year. It's called YouTube Creator Summit.
Oh yeah.
And sure. So yeah, Paul Jameson from the Green Industry Podcast went to it this last year, and I guess he, whenever he would go up and tell people that
he did lawn care,
that he did lawn care, they're all like, oh, like SB Mowing. Do you know SB Mowing?
Yeah, and dude.
So that'd be fun. He convinced me to go this year. He said it was some good, just some good networking with other creators.
Yeah.
Because they don't allow any fans at that event. It's only people creators that create content.
Yeah. No, that's totally cool. That's been on our radar now. We kind of miss it. Paul was like, you should go to this. I'm like, eh, you know, whatever. And then after he come back, he's like, you should have totally went to it. But I think it's gonna be cool for you, right? People are asking for you where you are, and then you show up. It's like it happened to me 2 years ago at World of Asphalt. We had never went, and I went just to attend, just to see like what was there, and we had such a warm welcome. And it they
That's
were like,
cool.
"Oh, we didn't know you were coming. We're so glad to see you." Now, we're working with World of Asphalt this year. They were like, "We didn't
That's
even know
cool.
you were interested." Like, but as soon as I showed up, they were like, hey, how can we work with you on the next World of Asphalt Expo? And I'm like, oh, cool. This is going to be awesome. So,
so
you never
cool.
know what can come to fruition. So that'll be cool, man. Yeah, hopefully if I get to go, we'll see you there. But if not, dude, next year, Equip. We got to do it again.
Yeah.
You'll probably wrap it in the back of a Tesla truck next year.
We'll see. I don't know about that.
That we shut that
my rapping days down. Might be over. I might be retired from rapping.
All right, fine. We'll turn it into a country song or something. Cool, man. Well, I really, really appreciate you joining us today, man. It's very insightful. Super happy to see you succeed doing something so positive and so well. Only good things are going to come from that for sure. And that aligns with us here at Blacktop Banner as well. Everything we do is in goodwill. So thank you so much, Spencer, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Well, as we were talking about in the podcast, community is a big thing. And here at Blacktop Banner, we have the Blacktop Banner Success Group, which is a community of contractors. We have about 30 or so guys in there right now, all from starting out to eight-figure successful contractors in there. And it's a community group. We support each other. We do 3 calls a month. We have a 24/7 chat group. There's exclusive vendor discounts to get discounts on merchandise and materials and things within our industry. We would love to see you there. You go to blacktopbanner.com/BBSG, and you'll find it there. Or you just go to blacktopbanner.com and use the drop-down menu. While you're there, when you get the Blacktop Banner website at blacktopbanner.com, you'll be prompted to sign up for our newsletter. We would love to have you sign up for that. It is filled with articles by contractors for contractors and some info from some of our greatest sponsors that we've had here with some insights into what they have going on too. So be sure to sign up for that while you're there. As always, we support Mission Impact in Guatemala. They put stoves in people's houses. They provide clean water. They provide wheelchairs to people who can't afford wheelchairs there in Guatemala. You can go to missionimpact.com to learn more about what they do. And or you can DM me. I would love to tell you about Mission Impact and what our work that we do there. And that's where we go, man. You can find us on social media, Blacktop Banter. interact with us, DM with us. We would love to talk to you. As for myself and Spencer B, this is Blacktop Banter, where we speak asphalt. Peace.
Hey, everybody, Marvin here from Blacktop Banter. And if you enjoy the podcast and what we've been bringing to the industry, you can support us through a one-time or recurring donation at blacktopbanter.com. There we have a support tab. You click that and choose your path from there. If you listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please do us a favor and leave a review there for us as well. As always, we speak asphalt, and thanks for your support. This episode of Blacktop Banter is brought to you by Crafto, the world's leading manufacturer of packaged pavement preservation materials and equipment for the asphalt industry. Learn more at craftco.com.